Hi, I'm Ben Joshua Davis, co-host of the Climate Change Podcast. I am incredibly excited about season two of our show. In this season, we ask big questions about collective honesty and complicated hope, which feels really timely in a moment dominated by news of floods, wildfire smoke, and record-breaking heat. I talk with Dr. Suzanne Moser about what it means to lead well in an era defined by accelerating, traumatic, and transformational change.
When people are really, really threatened in their identity, they are pushed to change. And who of us wants to? Thank you very much. It was just fine before, or, you know, it's too hard and I don't know how. So helping people frame that process and frame the dark night of the soul. I mean, that's your territory, right?
Indigenous writer and teacher Ray Buckley shares what it means to practice forgiveness and joy in the face of almost unthinkable communal and personal tragedy.
And there was at that moment an understanding didn't come through reading a book or anything of that nature, that in this case, one who had caused a significant tragedy for me and my family, that there was a way past this for both of us.
And you will hear the amazing conversation I had with iconic author and organizational thinker Margaret Wheatley. She shares about what it means to do hope-filled, meaningful work, even in the face of genuinely insurmountable challenges.
It shifts from what do I think I need to feel fulfilled and purpose-filled life to what does the world need from me? And it's not the big world. It's the world of your community, your congregation, your school, your family, your team. And I call those islands of sanity now because we're doing our very best to create sanity, to create the conditions for people to be free of fear and express, therefore, our best human qualities of generosity, kindness, creativity, and community.
Do you want to be challenged and inspired? Join us for this amazing series of conversations. You can listen to Climate Change wherever you get your podcasts or visit the btscenter.org.